Are you when you think back of what you felt like you were involved with in, you know, in the mid-70s in terms of propagating the psychedelic experience, and you sort of felt that this is, you know, in a way you were being one of a number of Johnny Appleseeds. When you look now at what happened, you know, or emerged from that, are you disappointed in some ways? Or
No, I don't think so. Considering the fact that for the past year or so, or maybe longer, it's been legal to grow mushrooms in Holland and purvey them, I would say all the goals were met. The thing was brought into human cultivation. It'll never leave it. You know, it's a very rare thing to be able to bring an organism into the human family like that. And when we found Stropharia cubensis, it was standing waist deep in cow shit, and now it's part of the human family of agricultural production. It'll never leave it. It'll always be part of global culture now, so.
And do you think that, do you have the feeling that in some sense it will remain, at least for the foreseeable future, a somewhat marginal road, like a path that certain temperaments or characters inside of the social matrix of reality have recourse to, but that don't really dominate in the world?
Sure, because if they really wanted a lot of psilocybin, you would do it differently. You would grow it in enormous vats of liquid that were the size of railroad cars, and you would produce millions of hits within days of scaling up. So, no, what it is it's a folk technology at the margin of civilization, and an underground technology for the production of these drugs. Like, I understand you can make methamphetamine out of Clorox and some other shit. I have no idea, but it sounds very similar, very simple. Well, so this kind of at the edge of things knowledge is very critical to, and that's where the shamanism is in the culture, is, you know, the tricks of the trade.
So the shamanism enters because that's an inevitable.
Well, these are esoteric secrets, how to make drugs, and the drugs are change minds and make money. So inevitably it's going to be part of where some kind of negotiation takes place. Negotiations like that rearrange the morphology of the social, or the mind space of the people there.
Well, what do you think constitutes a postmodern shaman, someone who's legitimately doing shamanic work and not sort of acting out of fantasy or playing some game of like identification with the other?
Well, I think you have to know your pharmacology and trust that you know it, and then trust it sufficiently that you're willing to lead people with confidence through these places. These ayahuasca psychiatrists are very courageous and have built up sets of metaphors and assumptions that I think are probably true, or true enough. But it takes balls to hold your ground with this stuff, you know.